What would have happened if I had just said, okay, I'll do that?
Welcome to The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, it's a quickie today. First podcast of the year on Christmas Day. Arissa and Carolyn, both my daughter-in-laws, who are sisters, their grandmother died on Christmas, like at the stroke of midnight. And I mean, within just a couple of minutes. And so they've waited for this past week because I guess funeral homes don't like to have funerals. So we have to run off to a funeral here in just a few minutes. So this could be quick, but it's a good thing. You know, she's home safe and healthy and no more suffering. She's been sick for a while, but she's got a kind of a cool story. I mean, I knew part of the story, but I didn't know it all. Her story was, her husband that she had been married to for a bunch of years, he died about, I'd say, 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. And that's the grandpa that Rissa and Carolyn grew up knowing, and that papa, and did honey, you know, bees with Rissa. And well, when he died, I don't know if it was a few years later, a couple years later, long story short, her daughter, which was Rissa's mom, Rissa and Carolyn's mom, heard that an old boyfriend, her only old boyfriend that she ever had, was in the area and had written a book on one of the towns that they grew up in. And his name is Bob Evans. Anyway, they had dated 50 years ago, and he had not been married. He had been married and then not married for 33 years. And so, long story short, they got married. And I think they've been married for 5 years, and he's taken care of her. And she's been pretty much, you know, house ridden this whole time. They had planned to travel the world. And we were talking to him yesterday, and he said, you know, even though I told her we will travel the world together, he goes, we never left our house, basically. And he said, every day was a gift that I got to be with her. And it was just really very heartwarming. So we're going to go to the funeral in just a little bit. So it is windy and cold here. Scott, how was your Christmas? How was your New Year's? I mean, we got to talk about through those things.
It was good. Nobody got majorly sick, so we all.
That's always a win.
Yeah, there was lots of little sniffles and coughs here and there, and people freaking out because nobody wanted to get anybody sick. And
I know.
There was a lot of stress. And it seemed like it went really fast.
No major meltdowns?
Nothing too huge.
Newsworthy?
I just feel like the whole Christmas season went by super fast. I don't know.
I know what happened,
but
we still have our Christmas decorations up. I mean, we've never, I don't think ever in our married life have had them up past New Year's Day. And they're still up. I mean, it's weird.
We keep ours up until after the 7th, which is Abby's birthday. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. And they're still in town. So that's fun.
That is fun. Yeah, well, we went, ours was a little different. You know, had some pros and cons. For the first year in lots of years, we didn't go to make the couple-hour drive into Indianapolis on Christmas Day. We always have gone to our aunt's for a fun Christmas Day party, and that's always a super highlight of my kids. But she wasn't able to do it this year, so we just hung around home. And it made the day longer, and you know, it was more boring, but to me, it was a good boring. And even Cal said, he goes, you know, usually it just feels like Christmas Day goes by so fast. He said, this year it went by, I was okay when it was over. It felt like we had had Christmas. And so that was good. But then a couple days later, 4 days later, we went to a snow camp where I spoke up in Wisconsin, Westboro, Wisconsin, Forest Springs, which we've talked about before. Some of the listeners have been there with me. And so that was a fun time. But it kind of, I've never spoken over New Year's Day and Eve and that weekend. And so it kind of threw off my vacation time, you know? I felt like I was working during the time I should have been vacationing and just, sitting around eating old candies that have kind of accumulated around over the last couple of weeks. So maybe that's part of the reason we don't feel like we're Christmased out, but we had a good time. And they had snow and I was really nervous because, you know, we haven't had two snowflakes to rub together. Just when we got home, we've had a little bit of snow, but they had lots of snow and they had lots of ice. And so it was a good snowy weekend for us. So are you ready to start the new year?
No.
I mean, like, ready to start it?
I decided earlier that I wanted to hibernate until like March and you all can check out 2022 for me and then wake me up if it's worth seeing. So after this show, I'm going to bed.
I am exactly the same way. Now, I'm not going to hibernate, but one of my New Year's goals, I'm not calling it a resolution. I've got two. And one is, you know, starting in 2022, the only way I could survive COVID was to go down to the gas station and get a big Diet Coke every day as a reward for putting up with everything. And so I've decided, you know, I'm going to try to beat that little habit. So my son and I, we're going to try a month and then we're going to see if we can go beyond that with no Diet Coke. So
that's a good plan.
Pray for us. Pray for us. And then my other one is along your lines, Scott, I've decided I'm not going to do the news. I'm not going to look on the internet, you know, and I mean, I wasn't a newsaholic, but you know, every day I would type in news and I would see what the headlines were, or when I was in the car, I would, you know, turn on talk radio so I could, I'm not going to do that anymore because it just puts me in a bad mood. You know, it makes me uneasy and I'm like, what are we in an idiot country? You know? And I just get, and there's nothing I can do about it. And so I'm taking my lead from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it says, you know, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your hands. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so if there is a Russian takeover, please alert Scott and I, because Scott's going to be asleep until March and I'm not going to know. So I'll be the happy guy still at Dollar General when everything's missing off the shelves.
And they're parachuting in like Red Dawn.
Exactly. And I'll be like, oh, Dollar General looks empty today. What's the problem? So I just need to get away from it because, you know, I noticed that even like when I was up in Wisconsin, and, you know, you can't get a good reception, you miss out, and you feel good. You feel like the world's good. You feel like you can focus on your family and those issues as opposed to some new something that's coming down the pike and which makes no sense. And I just don't want that. So there you go. That's what I'm doing.
Amen.
So anyway, what's the weather like down there? You said something about snow. See, I don't even know if there's snow coming. Are we supposed to have a snowstorm?
It's getting cold, something? That's for sure. So
it is cold. It is cold.
It'll be
there.
Like a high in the teens in the next couple of days here. So,
well, I've got a new appreciation for cold because, you know, I mentioned that in about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I'm not really sure, that we're going to North Pole, Alaska.
Oh, that's right.
For a speaking engagement. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be taking my daughter. But I've kind of been watching the weather over the last month up in North Pole. And I mean, no kidding, every day for at least a couple of weeks, there was a winter storm advisory every single day. And when I checked the end of last week, the high for the week, the highest it was ever going to get was minus 10 below zero.
Wow.
I mean, it was just constantly. Now they're having a warm up right now, so I think it's going to just jump over zero. But I mean, every day it was like the low was 34 below zero. And I'm thinking, wow, that's chilly.
You might want to let them know that there are other places on the planet that they're allowed to live. They don't have to
I know.
Stay there.
I'll say, just signal with your eyes if you're being held captive. Just let me know.
That's too cold for me, man.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly, but it's going to be good. Also, there's a men's event. I need to get these schedules up because there's a big men's event up in Port Huron that I'm going to be a part of. If you're up in the Michigan area, it's like the first or second week of February. Lots of guys gathering together, and I'll try to get that information out because you might want to join us. So you probably won't want to join us in North Pole, Alaska. I mean, there's probably not a community blitz to say, fathering expert Todd Wilson is going to be here. Get out your dog sleds and join us.
Are you going to stay at a Walmart in North Pole, Alaska?
No, we're not driving. We're flying.
That would be impressive. I would really be impressed with that.
Yeah. Even though my mother-in-law said, and again, this is like not watching the news. My mother-in-law said that she was supposed to go to Florida and they had canceled their flights because of stupidness. So I guess that's happening. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't know. But otherwise, everything was good. You know, Scott, a dad wrote me this week and he asked, he said, you know, Todd, how do you do like a meaningful Christmas present for your wife? Because he was just, you know, he felt like he just didn't, maybe this year he didn't feel like he did very much. And sometimes I or other people put the pressure on him, like, you got to get yourself, your wife something good that she'll really cherish for the rest of her life, you know? And of course, I hope I've never said that because, you know, even the best gifts are usually not cherished for the rest of her life. And, you know, so I was thinking about it and,
my answer first?
Sure. Scott, go ahead. It always makes my answer better. Yes. Go ahead.
Stick to the list.
Oh,
that's what I do for my wife. I have tried numerous times to buy something nice and romantic that's a surprise, and it blows up in my face every single time. She's literally bought herself Christmas presents, and I've wrapped them before. And that works out for her. She likes that.
That works. So, okay, yeah. I'll give Scott, because I do know there are wives. I was talking to one who said, I hate it when my husband tries to surprise me because I don't like surprises. I just want to know what it is. You know, I want to know going into it. And I'm like, you don't like any surprises? She goes, I don't like any surprises. I don't like if you say, hey, we're going to go on to Florida today. She goes, I don't want that. I want to know about it. I want to think about it. I want to whatever. So I get it. You know, if that's what your wife likes.
I just think my wife doesn't like my gifts that I give her.
Well, that could be because let's have a list of some of those gifts, Scott.
Nope.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. This is a genuine mahogany toothpick that you get to pick your teeth and you get that, you know, when you get that beef jerky stuck in it, you can do that. And, you know, and those funny hillbilly teeth you got that one year, you know, all that.
Billy Bass. What was it?
Yeah, Billy Bass. Yeah. Yes. But, you know, here's my thinking. They can't all be winners. You know, I didn't have anything great for my wife this year. It's just nothing great. But I do know that sometimes our wives like getting what they give. As I was writing to this dad, I felt almost convicted because, like, lots of people give my wife chocolates or they give her, you know, pampering kind of things, you know, like where it's a bath salts and my wife, I hope nobody's listening that would, my wife doesn't prefer those things because she doesn't pamper. She takes a quick shower and that was it. You know, she doesn't like chocolate. She can't even eat chocolate anymore. Except the kind that tastes like dirt. But what she does is like, if there's somebody who's lonely or going through a hard time, she'll pick up, you know, just one of those cheap bouquets at Aldi or Walmart and she takes it to them, which probably is a signal to me, should be, that my wife likes that, that she likes those little gifts that just say, I was thinking about you. And as I wrote that to this dad, I thought, you know, I haven't done that in a while. I need to do it. She doesn't necessarily like it around, you know, a holiday like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day. But maybe when she's not feeling good or, you know, just feels a little blue, that those are the kind of gifts I think that we're talking about. Or things that she might mention throughout the year. Because it really, Christmas is a time you just can't jump into it. You can't do it the last week. You can't even do it the last 2 weeks. you kind of have to be having a Christmas mindset all year round, that when she says, you know, I've always thought that would be kind of cool to have one of those, you know, those are the kind of things that you should write down somewhere, you know, put them on your phone or put them, you know, on a little scratch pad by your desk. That, you know, and if she didn't buy it for herself or, you know, I think those are the kind of gifts that really say, I heard you say this one time, you know, or twice or whatever, and I thought you'd like it. And then don't get your hopes up because, like you said, Scott, just probably say, I didn't mean that or something like that. But every once in a while, I think you win. And Dad, really, we kind of have a do-over because as I was in Dollar General just the other day, which it's about three blocks from my house, so I'm there multiple times a day. I saw the Valentine's stuff is going up, you know, not going up, it's up. And so, you know, we get another opportunity. I know that my wife said, and I know she won't listen to this, so my wife said something about, it was Christmas morning, and she wasn't like complaining about anything. She said, you know, I probably would like some earrings. I've worn these same earrings forever. And so, boom, it's in my head. So I'm going to start looking for something for my bride, maybe earring-ish, which will be a perfect Valentine's gift.
So, something anyway. Earring-ish.
Well, only it is very earring-ish. Hey, one other fun thing that we did, and I don't know why I just thought about this, but and then I got to go because, like I said, I've got to go to a funeral. That on the way home from the camp, we stopped at the Home Alone house, and I have done that. I did that one other time years ago.
That's awesome.
Yes. So we stopped at the Home Alone house. It was right along the way. It's in Winnetka, Illinois, just north of Chicago. If you ever go up through Chicago to Milwaukee, I mean, you're really 2 miles off the main road, which is, I think, 94 or 90 going up there, going north and west. And so I got the address, which I can't even remember, 615 Lincoln Street, Winnetka, or Lincoln Avenue, Winnetka, Illinois. And I was shocked because there were like 30 cars parked down in front of it and people were taking pictures of this thing. Wow. There was a security guy there in a truck just sitting there. And I said, how often does this happen? He goes, every day. So if I owned that place, I would have a gift shop, you know, where you could buy souvenirs or something. But so that was kind of fun. It was snowy and it looks like the real deal. You can even look across the street and I think you can see the Murphy's home, you know, this is the Murphy's. So it was fun. It was fun. And then afterwards, we went to my son, Cal and Jed, both like, I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is a new fad. Super expensive tennis shoes, you know, like they talk about them, you know, like, oh, those are Yeezys or those are something. And I'm like, he said, so there was a place called Stadium something. I don't know what the name is. Stadium something, downtown Chicago. And so I dropped them off, my wife and them. And then, of course, you can't find a parking spot because they're only going to be there for like 20 minutes. And so I'm circling the block, you know, through all the traffic. And Cal's like, oh, Dad, you would have liked these shoes. And he goes, guess how much they were? And I'm like, I don't know, $1,500. He goes, $30,000.
What?
So they're all just ridiculously, you know. And when I look at them, they all look like they're just going to be owned by rap singers, you know. And they're covered in sparkles and, you know, or just wild patterns.
Are they covered in diamonds? Because
they should be. They might be. They might be.
Or that kind of
money. I don't know. So, but he thought it was cool. So we did it. And I was able to be the dad.
Good job.
And be a little extravagant. Because, you know, and I was talking about this last night on our other podcast. And this is my last thought of the day. The last thought for the first podcast for 2022. Well, that's the way it is. No, yesterday I had to take Caleb to a birthday party. It was right at noon. I had to get him there at noon. And I had asked my wife, you know, make sure they eat before they go, you know, and it was right there. We were getting ready to leave and he goes, there's nothing to eat. And of course he blew up and I was mad. I'm like, there's plenty to eat. You know, you could live for like 2 months in our house on just all the stuff that is uneaten. You know, there's bread, there's peanut butter and jelly, there's leftovers. there's nothing to eat. Can we just stop at Burger King? And I'm like, no, we're not going to stop at Burger King. And he said, Mom said it was okay. And I'm like, we're not going to stop at Burger King because you are going to eat, you know, you're not going to just decide last minute that that's what you want to do because you think it's no big deal if I spend my money at Burger King. And because, you know, I was making this a life lesson that you need to be prepared. You need to be cost conscious. It's not just an easy thing to just pick up a hamburger every time. And I mean, we argued about this for, it didn't take long to get him there, you know, 15 minutes. And so we argued and then we were in silence. And, you know, as I thought afterwards, I thought I spent all that effort and I was had all that anger towards him over less than $4 worth of food. And I thought, you know, what would have happened if I had just said, okay, we'll do that. You know, and I thought at the time that I had a point to prove, you know, that I was teaching him something, but I don't think I taught him what I wanted to teach him. Instead, I just came across as a dad who just got it mad easy. And so, Dad, maybe we in the, you know, maybe not the coming year, maybe just in the coming days, we think of those opportunities where we get to show maybe a little extra extravagant love. You know, was I in the right to make him? Yes, he should have had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But it would have been better maybe to had spent $4 at Burger King. Maybe. So maybe this week for you, maybe you pick the right hills not to die on. And you choose showing extravagant love instead of being the right one. Hey, I am out of time. I just looked at the time again. I got to go. Dads, have a great week. Enjoy. If you're still not ready for the real year, you know, maybe this weekend you do some more fun. You know, maybe you just hang out. Maybe you don't, you know, sit around the television and watch videos and maybe a Christmas movie you forgot to see or didn't see or something else. Watch all the Lord of the Rings in a row or something like that. And, you know, do it just because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.